Back now with Day to Day. The Blue Man Group has wowed audiences from Las Vegas to Amsterdam. Some 12 million fans have seen the show. It's three men, painted blue, pounding on white PVC pipes. The variety act began with just three guys, but as the show has expanded, so has the need for more blue men. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports on what it takes to become one.
Blue man casting directors know potential when they see it.
We're just going to check out your drumming.
My drumming
action.
Skills.
Yeah. Okay.
At an open call in Nashville, a would-be blue man stands across from a drumming instructor. A practice pad mounted on a chrome stand separates them.
Okay, I'm gonna speed up.
During the exercise, the other directors size him up, looking to see if he meets the height range of 5'10 to 6'1, athletic build. One whispers, too skinny.
That's all for me. Thank you.
Okay. That was simple as all get up. Thanks. That's all right.
Karen Rockauer says casting a show like The Blue Man Group is tricky. The concept itself is nearly impossible to explain.
We often describe the character as being a combination of someone's inner child and their inner hero. If you combine those two elements of yourself and remove your ego, that's your blue man.
Okay. The show consists of three guys with heads painted blue. The trio bang on pipes and drums and play with light and paint, all to a rocking soundtrack. They appear to be discovering everything around them, like cavemen.
You don't have to do a lot as a blue man. It's very, very simple. It's about what's going on internally for you, if you're connected to your, what we call an internal story.
My name is Tanner Jacobson, and I am here today pursuing a 12-year-long dream.
Jacobson tried out to be a blue man after seeing a show in New York. He was 18. The casting director said, go get a degree. He did one better. He got two. And started on a PhD.
And now I'm back with a vengeance, ready to be blue for life.
Jacobson has been drinking. The blue Kool-Aid, that is.
It seems like the purest form of performance art you can possibly have, because all vanity, all the aesthetic is removed. You're completely concealed. It's an egoless, sexless character, and all he wants to do is create.
At callbacks, where reporters weren't allowed, casting directors wanted to see if the blue man wannabes had this and if they could tell a story with their eyes. They told 19-year-old Jesse Baker, a drummer by day, special effects artist by night, to respond to a few words with his face.
The first word was like, wow. So of course your first expression is, you know, you're almost like in shock, wow. But then it gets a little deeper and you're just like, wow.
It's like so subtle. But blue man Josh Elrod says physical storytelling is key to the show's global success.
People from every country in the world have come through New York and all laughed at the same moment.
Like when he catches 30 marshmallows in his mouth, a talent shared by all blue men.
So did you come into this thing being able to catch stuff in your mouth?
I did not, no. It's like the magic of showbiz, right? You're like, how do they do that? Very quickly you learn, oh, it's just a lot of practice.
That's what Blue Man Boot Camp is for. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.